This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. If the recent stock market highs make you want to buy some shares, although maybe not in Snap until the IPO heat comes off, huh? But if it does, you're in luck. The big three investment brokerage firms, Fidelity, Charles Schwab, and TD Ameritrade, all announced this week they are lowering their commission fees. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more on what's up with that.
Maybe it's not a Burger King versus McDonald's or Coke versus Pepsi scenario, but these brokers are in direct competition for you to pick them to invest your money. Ariel O'Shea covers investment for NerdWallet.
They're really just trying to grow their market share. Although, you know, we've seen that price drops in the past haven't necessarily contributed to a big difference in market share.
Fidelity on Tuesday announced its new trade commission fee will be about $5, down from $8. Schwab announced soon after that its fee would be the same. Mike Allmeyer teaches finance at the University of Virginia. He says that commission is less important these days.
You're looking at firms like Fidelity and Schwab, who are more interested in getting customers in the door so they can sell them other services.
Services like retirement planning and personal investment advice. Either way, lowering fees is a win for individual investors. Greg McBride is at Bankrate.com.
This isn't just about reduced commissions on stock trades. We've seen lower expenses on index funds and exchange-traded funds on multiple fronts. There are ways for consumers to reduce their investment expenses, and that's the win.
It looks like a sort of restructuring in the asset management business. Consumers have a bunch of options, and they're getting pickier. Again, Mike Allmeyer.
If you're a financial services company that was historically in the trading business, you need to find another revenue stream somehow.
Firms like Fidelity and Schwab aren't just in the trading business. They'll likely weather this price war. TD Ameritrade gets almost half of its revenue from those commissions. It lowered its fee, but it still sits at almost $7. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.